Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay Straney. And now, Damien Leith.
Hey, g'day. Welcome along to the podcast. Oh, freaking morning.
There's a little
fly. We have one tiny little fly. It's been flying around you. It's been flying around me.
Hasn't come to me
yet. It's gone nowhere near the
pregnant chick. I think it's a tuna that I ate earlier. It's kept it away.
Either that or it attracted it into the room. That's it. Because
One fly during
one
a podcast. Fly.
And it's not even a proper fly. It's one of those little midgy flies.
It's a midgy. That's what it is.
It's
around your head again, Straney.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not surprised.
just hit your face. Hit your face.
Oh, Jesus. Did I get it?
No.
I'll do it again. Wait,
hit it again. Go on.
Oh, shit. Jesus. That hurt.
One more time. Go
All right, on. Hang on. Just lean forward here. I'll see if I can work for you. You know what? I'm just not in the mood. So we just go straight into the podcast. Yes. Now, I've whacked myself in the head 3 times. This is what happened on a Monday.
Oh, we should knock some sense into yourself. Damien, you've got 3 kids.
Yes, I do indeed.
Have they ever given you, like, for Father's Day or your birthday, you know, those homemade vouchers that I feel like every child gives their parents?
Yeah, they're kind of, you'll get 10 hugs, that kind of vibe.
Yeah, or wash the dishes and all that
jazz. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm doing some spring cleaning. I think 6 months pregnant, I'm doing a bit of nesting, trying to get rid of all and cull all of the
of course,
crap out of the house.
Of course.
And I found some vouchers that Alani had written for me.
Your 18-year-old.
Yeah, 18-year-old. I reckon they're from when she was about in year 3. But wow. I took them out to Alani because I'm like, I'm cashing in, baby.
How did that go down?
All right, I want to cash in. I've got this 10 times look after Lulu bug and I want to use one.
They're out of date. They're way past expiry date.
I do not see any expiry date.
The paper's rustic.
Unless you have an expiry date on there, I'm sure like the Fair Work Ombudsman or would want to hear about this.
I have no idea who that is.
So when are you going to look after Lulu?
If you pay me, I'll look after her.
No. I want to use one of my vouchers. I've got 10 here.
It's not valid. It's not valid.
Yep. Lulu is hanging out with Alani DeSavo.
Not happening.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
No surprises.
Look at you. I tell you, you're pulling out the ombudsman. Alani's saying it's rusty. Rusty paper. She's trying everything. Look, it sounds like you had it sorted. You had it in the bag.
Yeah, I thought I did until my husband weighed in.
Oh. Hey, Jade.
Yeah?
I've got these vouchers that were given to me for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, nah. You're right, Alani, they do expire.
No surprises at all.
So all the vouchers went in the bin.
We'll start again. Little or odd time down soon.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay Straney. And now, Damien Leith.
Oh, everyone loves their mechanic.
Yes, of course I do. The mechanic saves the day. That's what they're all about. I wish I had a mechanic at the weekend or someone at least that could help me out. I built a gingerbread house at the weekend.
Yeah.
Is anyone else agree with me here in this room that when we build these things from a kit, they always look like crap? All right, you see the picture of the gingerbread house in the box. It comes up in different parts.
Yeah, it's already flat packed, like an IKEA house.
It's an IKEA house made of sugar. Yeah. That's what it is. An IKEA. We built it at the weekend. Absolute disaster.
Wait, hang on. There's like 5 of you in your family. Youngest is 8. And then you've got 2 teenage sons, and you've got you and your wife. Like, the odds are pretty good you should be producing a good gingerbread house.
Oh, no, look, Eileen wasn't involved in it. I got in there. I sat down with the kids.
Oh, it says it all.
Cut it out.
The bloke who can't mow, the bloke who can't clean his house, the bloke who can't
move. Were the in-laws away for the weekend,
yeah,
were they?
The in-laws mustn't have been there.
It's not that I can't. I choose not to.
Yeah.
It's a very different thing.
Yes.
Disaster. Eileen gave me a cup of coffee. We had a bit of snacks. We were all there. We got in.
Have you got a picture?
I've just put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Have a look at our
socials. Go to WaveFM965 on Insta.
That is terrible.
It is the most debaucherous house I've ever seen.
Come on.
Like,
and we've all been there, okay? And I will say this, and I'm going to just put it on the line. It wasn't my fault that I ate one of the walls of the gingerbread. It is not my fault.
Absolute idiot.
Eileen put snacks on the table. I didn't know that wasn't part of the snacks. As I tucked into a wall of the gingerbread house, I just cracked off a bit.
Ah, right. You turned into Ed Sheeran and ate your Lego house.
That's what I did.
Yeah. Good work, mate.
I'm never making them again.
Seriously, have a look at our Insta page. You've been there, Illawarra. We've all made the same mistake the Leith family did. Insta. Go to WaveFM 96.5.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. WaveFM 96.5.
When you've taken one for the team.
Oh, look, I remember growing up. Well, this is on account of the two guys in high school who decided to get married, legally married, so they could have a formal party.
Yeah, awesome.
With 100 students. Well, I remember growing up, one of my girlfriends in high school, we wanted to sneak out. And so she was staying over at my
chicken,
house.
Like
but she's like, I'll be the decoy. Oh. So she went out and sat with my mum and was chatting with her and kept her distracted. And so myself and Kelly, my friend, snuck out of the house. She took one for the team. We got busted, but that's all right. She still took one for the team.
I think that is awesome. That's what it's all about. I mean, right now we're all taking, Straney and I are taking one for the team right now because you were eating tuna and it has filled the entire room and we are taking it for the team right now.
Sorry.
So give us a buzz, Illawarra, 4275196.5. We'll take your calls now.
All right, in Albion Park, Beck, what have you done? You've taken one for the team.
I did. I got a spare ticket for the Elton John concert in Wynn Stadium.
Yeah.
And like an absolute champion that I am, I let my husband go.
The problem was he didn't like Elton John, but he took him anyway. That's not true. Did he have a good time?
Oh, he loved it. He said it was like the best ever. And I was like, yeah, thanks. No worries. You don't have to rub it in.
Love it. How funny is that? Good on you, Beck. Great to take your calls. 4275196.5.
In Corrimal, we've got Marina. When did you take one for the team?
Well, I took one for the team for my husband. We were just newly married, probably a year or two married, and we were doing a trip of Europe. It was 1992, I think, from memory. And we were going from Italy to Austria to do a skiing trip. It was a long trip on the train. I think we were several hours on the train, and it was late, and well, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and my husband was getting a bit anxious because we didn't have mobile phones, obviously, in them days. So we were trying to look out the windows of the train, you know, where our stop was in Austria, and by accident, he just pulled the lever, the emergency lever, when he was trying to get his backpack down, and he immediately knew what he had done, and the big coward took off and hid in the toilet on the train. So I was not a happy camper. Well, our name is Campers to our last name, so I was not a happy camper. So he took off and I could see all the guards walking down the corridor of the train. All these Austrian and German people were just fuming. I couldn't understand what they were saying, but they were not happy. They were making gestures at me, and so they came down, and in the broken English, I tried to explain what happened. He was a bit panicky and afraid we'd miss our stop, and he was getting his backpack. So I said, he's hiding in the toilet. So I very proudly walked them up to the toilet where my husband was. So they took him out of the toilet, marched him down the corridor in front of everyone and set him down. So, yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah, so... The worst part about it was that all the passengers missed their connecting train. You know, they were supposed to change over at the next train stop and they missed all their connecting trains. And this was about 1:30 on a freezing morning in Austria with snow. Everyone was really tired and, you know, really upset. So, yeah, it was pretty bad.
That is a disaster. Now, I will say this, as far as taking one for the team, you sold them out.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you took one for the team initially and said, oh, we're so sorry. Actually, come this way.
He's hiding in the poop.
He's in the toilet.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Lee. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Damien, I am so excited about this news. One of Australia's greatest female singers of all time is coming out of lockdown. She's touring the country. She's only stopping in a select few places, and one of them is the Illawarra.
You bet it is. All right, we got to play a teaser. This is what she sounds like. Here we go.
And the winner is...
And the winner is...
Tina Arena.
Tina Arena. Australia's most extraordinary performers and one of Young Talent Time's brightest talents.
need your body. I got to have your body.
The Magnificent Centina Arena.
Just hit after hit.
And we've got her on the phone. Tina, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning. How are you, Dame? You going well?
Oh, doing really, really well. Great to catch up with you again. I mean, you and I did Day in the Green all those years ago now. Jeez, a long, long time ago now. Oh, I tell you.
How long ago is it, Damien? Was it 5 years ago?
I wish it was. It feels like it was 5 years ago, but it's 11 years.
11 years?
Yes.
Oh, dear God. I'm way off the mark there. Jesus, not even in the same ballpark.
Tina.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember. That was fun. Day on the Green is a lot of fun.
It was fantastic. And actually, I never told you something at the time, but when I was in Ireland, one of my best mates used to sing your songs all the time. All the time in Ireland. I was a massive, massive fan. And when I came to Australia and I knew I was doing the tour with you, I was very nervous. I got to be totally honest with you, because I had heard so much of your music. And I remember standing side of stage listening to you performing. And if only I had FaceTime at that time. Unfortunately, we didn't have FaceTime. But my mate, when I told him, he was absolutely blown away. So there you go. You astound when you're on stage.
Oh, you're so sweet. I've got such great memories also of Ireland when I was there in the 90s, late 90s and early 2000s, travelling and meeting people and doing the Kenny Show live.
Oh, yeah.
Such really fond, warm memories of a lot of laughter. I remember laughing my backside off going through Ireland. It was hilarious. Good times.
Your tour next year, you are coming to the Illawarra. You're going to be at Wayne Entertainment Centre on the 26th of May. What can people expect?
Don't expect the expected. It's not a greatest hits tour. It will most likely be a bit of experimentation and maybe some new songs thrown in there too.
Ooh, very
so
good.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not interested in it just being a greatest hits thing. It's about, you know, moving forwards too and looking into the future and visiting things that have been written and perhaps haven't been heard and so forth. And that's going to be really fun part of the next tour for me, is to really discover some new things.
The date is the 26th of May, Wayne Entertainment Centre. The tickets are on sale today. I already know people who got advance tickets and they're going around and they're boasting. They're boasting they got your tickets.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You mate Darren Cogney, he's already like, I've got my pre-sale tickets.
He's boasting. He's just like, I got my tickets. So I'm sure this is going to be a sellout. Get out there, get your tickets super fast, otherwise you will miss out. Tina Arena, it's an absolute pleasure to catch up with you.
Thank you so much, guys. Really lovely to talk to you. And I'll see you guys next year, okay? Take care. Till then.
Tina Arena with Jade Straney and Damien Leith in the morning. It is Wave FM 96.5 for all the details on being able to check out Tina Arena.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jade and Straney now with Damien Leith.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.